bow down prostrate. You are the only one worthy of praise. Now, first, what is your own relationship to Salafi Islam?
Well, I guess 20 years ago when I was a teenager, I definitely would have self-identified as a Salafi Muslim. But over the course of the last decade or so, I've kind of sort of grown out of the movement now.
What does that mean, grown out of the movement?
I found the movement is not as intellectually stimulating as I would like it to be. I think that it's not really capable of addressing modern issues. It's very intransigent in the way it views certain ideas. It's also very hostile to any who disagree with its interpretation. So I find myself disagreeing with quite a lot of the methodological issues associated with the Salafi movement.
Do you remember what attracted you to it to begin with?
Yes, of course. It was a number of factors. First and foremost, it was the empowerment of being able to understand your religion straight from the texts of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet. This is a sense of liberation where you're not dependent upon a group of clerics and you have no idea why they're saying what they're saying. The Salafi tradition always challenged people to think about why particular clerics are saying their particular positions, and it challenged people to find the evidences for every single Islamic opinion. And therefore, what it did was it allowed Muslims to reconnect to their tradition. It also allowed Muslims to separate a lot of what was culture from that which was religion. And so a lot of things were dismissed as being cultural. For example, certain dress codes or treatment of women or other things of this nature could be dismissed as being cultural practices. And people were told to embrace a more authentic or a more pure or a more pristine understanding of the faith.
It also then encourages people to read the Quran directly and to make their own interpretations and understandings of it.
Well, that's the whole point. That's one of the reasons why it's so popular, and that is that the Salafis are told to go back to the tradition, to read the book critically, and to engage with the texts of the Prophet traditions, to look up exactly what the Prophet said. Don't just trust a cleric who tells you. Go look it up yourself. Go find the book. Go look up the it's called hadith, and hadith means the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad himself. Go challenge your local clerics, and don't just take their cultural version of Islam. Go discover the authentic, the original version. And that's, again, the appeal of Salafi Islam to many people. Within this trend, there are multiple movements within Salafi Islam that disagree about many issues, and in particular, issues of politics and issues of militancy. You have pacifist Salafis, you have militant Salafis. You have Salafis that wish to get involved with the political system. You have Salafis that think getting involved with the political system corrupts one's soul and one's spirituality. So Salafi Islam is a trend and not one monolithic movement.
Now, the Muslims of Saudi Arabia are often called Wahhabi Muslims. Do they fit into the Salafi tradition somehow?
Yes, they do. The Wahhabi phenomenon is Salafism in a particular geographic setting. In the 17th century, a certain tribe basically took over Saudi Arabia, and that's the tribe of the Saud, the Al-Saud, which is why it's called Saudi Arabia, and they allied themselves with a particular Salafi cleric by the name of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, hence the term Wahhabi. And this, if you like, alliance is in effect to this day, where the Al-Saud or the Saudis are ruling and the Wahhabi clerics or the descendants of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab are in charge of the religion. So Wahhabi Islam is a version of Salafi Islam which has had a political manifestation at a time and place in recent Islamic history.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله.